Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. 10:40 is the time. This is the exciting time of the show that we've been waiting for. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent here, and he always comes in around this time. He tells us what he's seen, what he will see, what he's thinking about seeing. Sean Stone, welcome back to the program.
Hi, good morning, Ray.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, nice day out there, huh?
It's always a beautiful day on Central Avenue.
You look upbeat.
I'm feeling upbeat.
Radiant sunshine. That is Sean Stone.
Yes.
So what have you seen, old boy?
Well, like all good Americans, I went to see Avengers Endgame.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's 3 hours long.
Yep.
And for those who didn't see Infinity War, Marvel killed off all the characters that they love.
Not all the characters.
Not all of them, but all the ones that they're still going to be making movies with. So you knew they had to bring them back.
Yep.
And then maybe some others die. Who knows? I'm not going to give any spoilers.
I've seen all the spoilers, so I got to be very careful here.
Oh, I looked them all up, too.
Me too. And I haven't seen the film, but I know I won't see it for about a year and a half. But I will tell you that my oldest daughter went to see it with some friends on the weekend, and she said, this is pretty much a paraphrase of what she said. It was my favorite Avengers film. I loved it a lot, and I will never see it again. Now, explain, and she wouldn't give me any spoilers.
Was she perhaps traumatized by Fat Thor?
I don't. Has he gained some weight?
Oh, he's drunk. He's a fat drunk.
Thor?
Yeah, waiting for the cable guy to show up, hanging out with his dudes playing video games.
You're kidding me.
No, it was the funniest thing in the movie. I absolutely loved it.
You know, I tell you, we watched Infinity War over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I had not seen that one. It really, the first half was really terrific, and then the second half kind of got bored.
As far as I'm concerned, they can make it can be like Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor can go off and have their own series. I thought that was the best part of that movie.
Yep, very funny.
Well, anyway, everybody's in this movie. Hawkeye's back. You know, the guy with the arrows, Renner. He has a big part. Ant-Man has a bigger part. You know, because he's not in the other one.
It's funny that you said Ant-Man has a bigger part.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny.
I know he gets small.
Yes, he does.
You know, remember Steve Martin, Let's Get Small?
Let's Get Small, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's something else.
Did you like it?
I liked some parts of it and other parts of it. It was a little mopey. I didn't buy the premise, but...
It's a comic book film. Why do you have to buy the premise?
I don't know. You will like this. At the beginning, this one guy says, you know, that's like Captain America's running a therapy group for people who survived.
Yeah.
And this guy says... I miss the Mets. And, of course, I thought, oh, that means the Wilpons survived Thanos, and they're still running the team.
Oh, ouch. Don't get me started on that.
All right, so let's move on.
All right.
Upcoming, this weekend is your last chance to catch Avenue Q. That's the Broadway musical with the Filthy Mouth Puppets.
Oh, yeah.
That's at Cohoes Music Hall. Cohoes, it's a Park Playhouse production. It's tonight at 8 through Sunday at 2 p.m.
All right.
Tomorrow night at the Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park, there's an indie rock band coming to town named Hippocampus. They've played all the big festivals.
Yeah,
South by
Jam
Southwest,
kind of band?
Coachella. No, more song based, but
okay.
yeah.
All right.
Saturday night, if you're still in the Disney mood, Albany Symphony Orchestra is presenting Star Wars and More, A Salute to John Williams. That's at the Palace, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. I believe they showed the trailer for the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
I believe that's the last one he's going to score.
I think
he's retiring, yeah. I've read that on the internet.
I'm
I don't know
so
whether
out
it's
of it.
True.
I don't think I saw the last one. What was the last one called? The Empire is Back Again, one more time?
I actually don't remember the title, but Luke Skywalker was so cool in that movie. I forgave the bad parts.
You know, I'm out of the loop. What are you going to do?
Okay, Sunday night at 7 o'clock at... Oh, boy, I got these out of order. I'm an idiot.
All right, here, well, we can wait.
We'll skip. Saturday at Mass Mocha, Club B10, Ian Berg, Subject Matter. This is a dance performance. It's tap and swing and jazz dance.
Oh, terrific.
That's 8 o'clock at Mass Mocha. Now, here we go. Sunday... At the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Albany Pro Musical and Orchestra Pro Musical will be performing the monumental Mozart Mass in C minor plus a world premiere by Ola Hieo. That's a new piece. That's Troy Music Hall at 3 o'clock. Lulu Wiles are going to be at Cafe Lena, Saratoga Springs,
Who?
Sunday night. Lula Wiles,
okay.
Sunday night at 7 o'clock. It's not a person. It's a string trio. It's three women, and they all take turns being front person.
Okay. What kind of strings?
Bass... mandolin, a bunch of different instruments.
Okay.
They switch off.
All right, so it's a little vague, but there are three of them.
There's three of them.
All right.
And then as the intro music, although we didn't hear him, it's Maceo Parker is going to be at the Mastery Center for the Arts.
Love Maceo Parker.
College of St. Rose, Sunday night at 7:30 p.m.
So wait, that intro music to your segment was Maceo, but we didn't hear any saxophone.
Yeah, it happens.
Ouch, man.
Sunday at the Egg in Albany, Brian Auger's Oblivion Express.
Remember Brian Auger?
Brian Auger.
Well, that's a throwback.
With Julie Driscoll and...
Yeah.
This Wheels on Fire. Well, she's not with him, but he does have a female vocalist with him. It's a quartet, and they all look like really pro musicians, like really experienced guys.
Well, that'll be terrific.
Yeah. And then Tuesday night at 9 o'clock at the Hollow Barn Kitchen, singer-songwriter Caroline Rose.
Okay.
There's a bunch of new movies.
Oh, I love this.
Long Shot.
No, don't know it.
In which presidential candidate Charlize Theron is supposed to fall in love with Seth Rogen.
Well, this is a comedy, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
I didn't buy Knocked Up, so I'm not buying this.
You know, that's a cynical.
I'm a terrible person.
You
but
are
I'm,
a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person, but
You haven't seen it, so you can't slag it yet, right?
No, but the premise.
Okay.
Come on. Are we
concerned with premise anymore? We have comic book movies.
I know.
People
I know.
Fly around and have laser beams in their hands.
I know. Then Come we have on. An Intruder, which Dennis Quaid plays a crusty old man who sells his house and land to a young couple and then decides he doesn't want to leave.
Mm.
So he's going to be causing trouble.
That old trope.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugly Dolls, which is an animated movie about ugly dolls and how they... You know, I don't know, self-actualize. I don't know.
So this is a Pixar?
No, it's not Pixar.
No,
it's
are they still in business?
Toy Story 4 is coming.
Toy Story 4? I thought, again, speaking of killed off, didn't all the puppets get dismembered at the end of the last one?
I'm going to admit something that probably is going to alienate me from a lot of the audience. I have never seen a Toy Story movie.
I saw the first one, and it was terrific. And I know that my chillin liked the other two. There's three, right?
Yeah.
And they were fans. And I thought the first one was very well made. But,
yeah.
but there's a four coming up.
That was so long ago, I can't even... That was like 1994. Can you imagine that?
You know, you're such a young whippersnapper.
I know.
1994 was like yesterday for me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then Sunset, which is a Hungarian drama.
Hungarian Sunset.
Hungarian Sunset.
By Claude
Sunset.
Thornhill. All right.
Yes.
Fair enough. Well, you have 30 seconds here, Sean. Why don't you tell me what you think the state of the American cinema is today?
It's Disney. I mean, before Avengers Endgame, we got the trailers for the live-action remake of Lion King, Toy Story 4. You know, we got Aladdin coming. I mean...
Is there an original idea left in the American cinema? In 12 seconds.
Unfortunately, no is only two words.
Okay. No is one word.
Or no is only two letters, I mean.
All right.
Otherwise, I was going to drag it out by spelling it out, but, you know, you can't do much with no.
Well, there you go. Now, we've experienced...
I'm being harsh. I'm sorry.
We've experienced culture through the jaundiced eye of Sean Stone, and, well, all of his picks and all the exciting stuff he's discussed will be online at wamc.org/roundtable. Sir, I guess you're coming back next week?
I will be here.
Thank you very much. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.